Hey everyone, it's Pacific. I'm one of the producers on this podcast. The team has been hard at work on the show over the last few months, and we're incredibly excited to share it with the world. But this show isn't just about zombies. It's also about honoring George Romero's legacy and highlighting some very talented up-and-coming writers. So over the next few months, you'll hear short four-episode anthologies from seven incredible writers. Today, we kick off the first four-episode anthology written by Jeff Whitehead. If you want to stay tuned and check out all the other incredible stories we have coming up, be sure to subscribe to the show wherever you're listening to it right now. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to the show. First up, a very short ad break, and then this week's episode. And hey, happy Halloween.
In a world plagued by the undead. The stories of survivors are well known.
Heralded as examples of hope.
Strength and perseverance.
Over time, they become.
Fables. Legends.
Passed down from
survivor to survivor.
These are the stories
of the precious few
who walked the earth
as shells of their former selves.
These are their stories.
You are now listening to Precious Cargo, Episode 1.
Yeah, come on. Grab that side. Jesus! That's close. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Almost there.
Okay. That's the last of it?
Think so, yeah.
Are you serious?
He almost didn't make it. Again. Toss me the tether.
Is he ever on time?
Hell no. He'll be late for his own funeral.
Hi, Jaren. Catalina. Sorry to do this, but I got a late ad for you.
Still hungover, Liam?
Still drunk. Sorry, Maz. I know you're excited to get home for the holidays. He's just came in. Said it couldn't wait.
Jaren, you want to do the honors?
Nah, all you.
Yuck. Jaren.
Yeah, sorry it isn't all out of apricots, mates, but I do need their signature.
All right, let's get it loaded up.
There we go.
Hey, thanks for the help. But next time, you can show up a little later so we can, you know, not have to take it.
Troy!
Yeah?
Hey, mate, I see you getting some stowaways today. That means you can't fall asleep at the wheel this time. Am I right, mate?
Liam, always a pleasure.
Pretty sure he hates me.
He might.
Love that smile.
So,
let's wrap it up. Captain Andrews is on her way. We gotta get a move on if we're gonna catch a break in the storm.
A break in the storm.
So, I'll see you when you're back.
Out you go, Liam. We're ready to close up.
When you're back, maybe we can finally get that drink?
Maybe.
Great. It's a date.
I said maybe.
Right. It's a date.
Jaren, You need to talk to Troy.
You know, I do love a man in uniform.
I'm serious. Talk to him. Do you hear that?
The hell?
That's not my imagination, right?
Shh. Weird. You didn't see anything on the cargo manifest, did you? Like with machine parts or anything? That could power on?
No.
Weird.
I'm serious, though, Jaren. You gotta talk to... Jaren.
Take those three, I do these. We might have a stowaway rat or something.
Oh, God. I hope not.
Nothing back here.
Not here either. You don't think it could be... Oh, Liam.
You should have seen your faces.
Jaren. Jaren!
Kat, you... Liam?
Yeah, he was pounding on the side of the plane.
What, like this?
Jesus Christ, you asshole! You scared us.
Come on now. You got to admit, that was a real rip snorter. See you when you get back, Kat?
If you're lucky.
Enjoy the holidays, mates. Looks like I made it in the nick of time. There's Kat. He wheels up soon. Safe flight, mates.
He likes you.
Why?
Because you're beautiful, smart, and kind? Is that good enough? Or do you need me to go on?
Stop.
Look at how that shirt clings to those muscles. That man is a marble statue. You should totally date him, Kat.
Why? I mean, he's like at least 10 years younger than me.
Because he's 10 years younger than you? And because he's a smoke show? And you need to get laid. Bad.
God, I know it.
You better. All right, let's get this bird in the air.
Troy?
Jen.
They done back there?
She's sealed up tight. You want to fire her up?
Nah, I gotta dry off a little bit. She's all yours, for now. Tower, come in. ATC, this is Alpha Alpha 289er.
Jenny!
Don't say it.
Whatever you say, Jenny.
ATC, any idea why we're out here in this? Why this trip couldn't wait until this goddamn monsoon was over?
Sorry, Jenny, I don't know.
I told you not to call me that at work, Bill.
Oh, sorry. Right.
Okay, what are we flying into, ATC?
It's gonna be a little rough for a while. Be safe, okay?
For how long? ATC?
Until Hawaii, looks like.
All right, ATC, thanks. Standing by for all clear. Hey, I'll finish up here. Why don't you go talk to Jaren?
There's not much left to say.
But you should say it anyway.
All right.
But go easy on him. He just doesn't want to share you. That's all.
I know. Kat? Jaren? Hello?
Coffee?
Duh, shit!
Sorry.
You scared me.
Want some coffee?
Thanks. Just so you and Jaren know, it's gonna be rocky up there. For a while. We'll do what we can to fly out of it, but we're gonna have weather to Hawaii at least.
Aye, aye.
Where's Jaren?
He's hiding in the back. He figured you'd come to check on us.
Jaren?
Shh, stop. Come over here, where he can't hear us easily. You need to talk to him. He's not, well, I don't know. He's not himself.
We had a fight.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
So am I.
What happened?
It's over. We're over. And it's my fault. It's all my fault.
Hey. It's okay. I still think you should talk to him.
Just buckle up, okay?
What the hell was that?
Stage fright.
Ugh, all right. Let's go home. But you gotta talk to him on the way.
All right, I will.
Kat, Jaren, we're ready for cross-check.
Ready for cross-check.
All right, it's a real treat to have guests aboard with us today. We're ready to taxi. Buckle up and be ready. We're wheels up for home in 5.
Jaren?
Yeah?
There's somebody out there.
Probably just a picker.
He isn't wearing any shoes. And he looks sick.
Kat, I think he has shoes on. They're just staying. See? You're right, though. He does look sick, poor bastard. Better get out of the rain, or he'll catch his death.
Taking her up. We're gonna try and get better air at 30,000. Hold tight until then.
Oh my god! Jaren? Jaren? Hey, you okay? Jaren?
Hold tight. ATC says there's a burst ahead.
Oh, Jaren! Jaren, are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh man. Break my storm. Come on, storm, break.
Did you hear that? Hey, Jaren. Hey, Jaren.
Yeah?
I hear it again, Jaren. What is that? I thought it was just Liam pounding on the outside of the plane, but it's not.
Really sorry about this. We're hoping to pull out of the worst of it soon. Get a little steadier.
Oh, do you hear that, Jaren?
Jesus, Kat, it's just the crates bouncing around.
Steady.
Roger.
She's yours. ATC. ATC, come in. ATC. Come in. Bill?
Steady, Kate. Still going to help. Come on now, there's one in here with us.
ATC. ATC, come in. What's going on, ATC? Bill?
Jet. You're on your own.
Bill, what? What do you mean?
She's yours.
Come on, girl. You can do this. We've been through worse before.
The hell we have!
She'll hold. Just keep me calm.
Okay. Pressure's good. Temperature's normal. Bank left 3 degrees. On my mark.
Okay.
Now, slowly.
Is that hail?
Steady. Look.
I see it.
Take it head on. No other choice.
Breathe. Come on. It's gonna be okay.
I am breathing.
Calmly. Whoa.
Oh my god. We're gonna die?
We just lost altitude through an air pocket. We're not gonna die. Okay. That's more like it. You okay?
Peachy.
Okay, Kat and Jaren, really sorry about that. Alright. We're gonna hit some more patches like that in a little while, but for now, we'll have some decent air. If you need to get up, use the bathroom, or just stretch out after that. Troy and I recommend that you do it now. We'll keep you posted as we head into another rough patch. Stay tuned. Holy hell.
You want her back?
I'm gonna try ATC first. I didn't understand what Bill was trying to say.
You're on your own?
Yeah. ATC? ATC, this is Alpha Alpha 289er, ATC. Bill? It's Jenny.
Jen, we're way out of range.
Bill, come in.
Jen?
It wasn't just what he said, it was the sounds. It sounded like screaming.
Hey, we just went through a hell of a thing here. They're just out of range. I'm sure they're fine.
You didn't hear it?
No, I'm sorry I didn't. I heard him say we're on our own, but that's probably because we were barely in range and he couldn't hear us in the storm.
Maybe.
Which is why you're lucky to have the world's most incredible co-pilot. Want her back now?
Sure.
She's yours.
I gotta get rid of this. It's gross.
Yeah, sure is.
Don't judge, please.
Never. And hey, you know, I don't hear that noise anymore. That thumping sound? Did you hear it back there?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I think so. But everything sounds like it was thumping. The whole plane sounds like it was rattling apart.
I need some water.
Yeah, me too. Hopefully it won't be that bad again. Okay, I definitely heard that. Probably a stowaway rat trying to get out of a container.
Or maybe Liam stowed away with us.
Oh, girl, you wish. Liam! Liam! Come out wherever you are.
Stop it. Stop. Listen.
Oh, Liam, if you were here, you'll hold me close and protect me. Liam? Oh, Liam.
Stop. Listen. Where is that coming from?
Only one way to find out. Come on, open up. There we go. No rat in that one.
What are you gonna do if you find a rat in one of these?
I'm gonna know that it's a rat and not think about it again until we land.
And you're not worried that it'll, you know, escape in the plane?
If it does, maybe I'll keep it as a pet. Name it Ratso, or Sir Ratsalot. Look, if it makes you feel better, I'll just poke my head in the containers.
Okay, I would like to know what it is.
Then give me a hand.
Looks like we'll have another tough patch coming up.
Yeah, I see it on the radar.
I'm gonna get a drink before we hit the weather. Want anything?
Bourbon.
Seltzer on the rocks it is. I'm not going to be the one to tell Bill you fell off the wagon.
Deal.
Nothing in there.
What in the hell are you two doing? You know you're not supposed to open the cargo containers.
Listen. Catalina thinks there's a rat in one of the cargo containers.
Ow! I did not say that. You said that. You heard that, right?
I didn't see anything. I just came for a soda. Find your rat and get all this closed up. We're headed back into some weather in a few minutes.
Damn, nothing in there.
Shh. Listen. I think it's over there.
Nope, not here.
Over here? It's definitely over here. Jaren? That's...
No, no way.
You don't think?
No, there's a rat in there. That's all.
You heard Troy. We're heading back into weather. We should wait until it's clear again.
It'll just take a minute, particularly if you help me.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Does it say what happened in that binder?
Medical records. Oh my god, this is so sad. Her name was Ellie. She was studying abroad at Macquarie. She went up to snorkel on the reef, but looked like she got a bit too drunk and she drowned.
Oh, yuck.
Can you imagine? Losing your child abroad?
No.
Jesus Christ!
It is in the coffin, isn't it? You don't think they made a mistake, do you? That she's actually alive in there?
Good God, I don't know. I hope not. Can you get those? If she's alive, she'll run out of air in there before we hit the States. And it could just still be a rat.
Ew. In there? With her?
Maybe.
You don't think it would eat her, do you?
Yeah, it might.
Oh, God, that's awful. But let's just leave her alone. Let the coroner deal with it.
We'll just take a quick look. If it's too disgusting, I'll just close it right back up. Ready?
Yeah, before the storm gets bad again.
Oh, God, that smell. Good thing I don't have anything left in my stomach.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is awful. Oh.
Talking to your sleeve, like this.
Oh, poor thing.
Well,
look,
she's definitely dead. So it must be a rat climbing around in there.
Cap, Jared, we're headed into another pretty bad squall. If you're up and around the cabin, please take a seat and buckle up.
In a minute, Troy.
What's that?
Hey, don't touch her.
I'm not. It's fine. Just seeing if there's something in there with her.
Oh my God. It's her foot.
Mystery solved. I read about this. Weird involuntary nerve movements after death.
Oh my God. Jaren?
I know. It's a weird body thing.
No. Jaren? Get away from her!
What?
Oh my God. Her eyes.
Fuck!
Jaren!
The Dead was created in partnership with Bloody Disgusting and the George A. Romero Foundation. Precious Cargo was written by Jeff Whitehead. Jaren is Marquise Moore. Catalina is Risa Montañez. Liam is Chris Harris Beachy. Troy is Brandon Nguyen. Jen is Janine Bauer. Bill is Chris Mulgelton. And the zombie in the rain is John Serrano. Ellie is Kayla Temshiv. Dialogue editing by Risa Montañez. Sound design by Veronica California. Music by Newt Schottelkotte and directed by Hannah Wright. The Dead's showrunner is Risa Montañez. Produced by Pacific S. Obadiah. With executive producers Tom Owen and Brad Miska. Credits read by Suzanne Desrochers Romero. A Bloody FM production.